proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting adventure for you today, praise God. We're talking about manifesting the sons of God. Now, this is a series that has to do with God in the end time church and how He's going to use the end time church to bring heaven literally to earth. Praise God. Now, specifically in this teaching, we're talking about the vengeance of the Lord. Now, how the Lord will come in and intervene on somebody's behalf. It's found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 30. He said, "Vengeance is mine, and I will recompense, saith the Lord." Now, the word vengeance there doesn't mean, you know, hatred or some resentment or emotional tirade or something like that. It has to do with a love for justice, for God seeing people being mistreated. And so He intervenes. He comes in Himself. And you'll remember when the children of Israel were in Egypt, in bondage, in slavery. Well, God told Pharaoh, "Let my people go." As a matter of fact, Moses told him that, and Pharaoh just refused. Well, God took vengeance. He came in Himself. One plague came in, another plague came in. Pretty soon, here's Pharaoh and his army chasing Israel, still won't let him go, and God had to remove him from the earth. I'm saying that God's plan will come to pass in your life. And now is a day for the vengeance for the church. In other words, anything that's standing between us and us reaching our destiny as the body of Christ in this earth, God personally is going to have to deal with it. Praise God. This is our time, your destiny. You will not miss it. Get this teaching. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. It is important. Let's go into it. It's called Manifesting the Sons of God. Let's go to Exodus 12, verse 35. The children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people what? Favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they did what to Egyptians? They spoiled the Egyptians. Now here they go. They headed out of the country to the Passover. Chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you will see them again no more." Watch this. Forever. Keep going. The Lord shall do what for you? He's going to fight for you. Keep going. And you're going to hold your peace. Now, where are we going with this? What are we talking about? We're talking now about the vengeance of the Lord. I said we're talking about the vengeance of the Lord. Now, when you're talking about the vengeance of the Lord, that is not coming because of resentment of somebody. The vengeance means justice. It took vengeance to get Israel set free. God says in Hebrews, and Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 30, "For we know Him that has said, vengeance belongeth to me, and I will what? Recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall what? Judge His people." God is bringing them out. Here's Pharaoh chasing them. Verse 23, "And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass,
In the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians and took off their chariot wheels. Now, the Egyptians supposed to have some of the best chariots in the world, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." Now, hold it. Here's the Egyptians. They want to turn around. But the Lord ain't hearing that. He's not hearing that. He's not going to let them turn around. He's going to do one thing with Pharaoh. Because Pharaoh resisted the children of Israel, and he warned them here with a plague. He warned them here with a plague. He warned them here with a plague. And because each one of those warnings resulted in Pharaoh not lifting the resistance that he had against God's people, then God saw no alternative but to take Pharaoh and all those who were resisting off the earth. Now, I want you to see this. This is not because somebody's mad. This is because of justice. You see, when God's word has been spoken, and he said, this Chronos time of 400 years, they're coming out. Anybody that's standing in their way and won't let them out, I'm going to tell you right now, if they won't let them out and they can't get around them, they have to be lifted off the earth. Now, this is important to you because God has chosen you for this set time to start a church, to start a business, and he will not put up with anything standing between you and the destiny that he has for your life. My friend, you don't know what conversation God has had with somebody's great-great-great-grandmother. He might have told them that on this day, your great-great-great-grandchild is coming out. Everybody in your family that's been ripped off is going to be given back to this one right here. Now, the waters closed up, swallowed up Pharaoh and his army. You know the story. Turn with me to Matthew now, and Matthew chapter 2, please. Matthew chapter 2. I'm telling you right now, your struggle ends today. I said, your struggle ends today. God has plans for you, and those plans will no longer be interrupted. I said, God has a plan for you, and if somebody steps in your way, the vengeance of the Lord is going to take over. Boy, this got to be preached. So now, what am I saying? Look at Matthew chapter 2. Now, this is the birth of Jesus, and the wise men are coming to bring some gold and frankincense and myrrh. Verse 11. And when they were come to the house, they saw the young child, talking about Jesus, with Mary and his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee unto Egypt, and be there thou until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." So Herod is trying to stop the move and the plan of God. "When he arose and took the young child and his mother by the night and departed to Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod." That's real light right there. The death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of these wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof for 2 years, from 2 years and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of these wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy, the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was what? Dead. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise now, and take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For they are dead which sought the young child's life. So everyone that was in the way of this thing happening that had been already planned before the foundation of the earth, this was a set time. Everything had to be dealt with. Every person had to be dealt with who would not give up resisting the work of God coming forth. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, I want to say something to you, because you look it up yourself. God chose Moses, and he said to Moses in Genesis chapter 12, and he said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Watch this. And I'll bless them that bless you. I'll curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. All right, you got that. Let's go down to Genesis, and Genesis chapter 12 and verse 14. And it came to pass when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair, Abram's wife. And the princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. Now why? Because Abraham told her to say that you're my sister. Verse 16, he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and asses and men servants and maid servants and asses and camels. She asses and camels. And the Lord did what to Pharaoh's house? He plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Now notice what happened. God has got such a strategic plan in you that he's going to judge anybody from this day forward who touches you. Now, if you ain't excited about that, it's because you ain't got no revelation. Now, here's the deal. This is what I want to show you. You don't have to get even with your enemies. Come on, help me now. You just rest when they deal with you from now on and they mistreat you. They're going to have to answer to God. Now, look here at Genesis chapter 20, verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Sur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abram said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are but a dead man. Now I'm saying that even when they mistreat you at night when they're asleep, come on. What you got to do is grow up. You got to discern what I'm telling you is true. You see, half of our preoccupation has been with what's going to happen to me. I'm telling you what's going to happen to you. You're going to be vindicated of the Lord. There, from this day forward. Folks, I'm believing for my whole house. No longer will the devil mess with my kids, my grandkids. No longer. I said, I'm going to be saved and my house. You will never have to get even with your enemies again. From now on, the battle is the Lord's. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will recompense. Now, hold it. It's just one more place I want to show you. Lord, have mercy. Turn to Zechariah, please. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory has he sent me into the nations which spoiled you, for he that touches you will touch the apple of his eye. Let me tell you, they ain't gonna touch you no more, because they're gonna be touching the apple of God's eye. Let's go over to Isaiah. Isaiah, come on now. I'm letting you know you didn't choose him, but he chose you. And he ordained you. Look what it says here, Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. And look what it says here, that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you, come on, in judgment, keep going, shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of you, O Lord. Let's go to John's gospel and chapter 16, please. John chapter 16. Hey, 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 hey. John chapter 16. I want you to know those people that took Daniel and conspired against Daniel to try to throw him in the lion's den. Well, he went in there all right, but God vindicated him. I said God was a wall of fire around him. And guess what? When he came out, the king saw the people who conspired and threw them all in there. I'm telling you, when they set a trap for you, from now on, they are falling into it themselves. Let me tell you, there's some of you, God has big ministries planned for you. God has big businesses planned for you. And the enemy has hindered you. He has resisted you. I got news for you. What he resisted, all that it costs you is going to be multiplied by seven and given back to you. Everything. Look what it says here in verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer now, because I have overcome the world. Let me give you this other translation. I have denied Satan. Satan has been deprived of his right, his ability to hurt you, destroy you, or make you fail. So your days of failing are over. Your days of struggling are over. Your days of not finishing what you start are over. Your days of famine are over. Your days of being sick are over. Your days of the enemy coming into your life, ripping off your kids, is over. Now, I'm telling you, what you stepped out on there before and it didn't work, you listen to God, and if he tells you to step out again, you step out again. Because now is the day of the vengeance of the Lord. The whole creation groaned together until now. show you how quick he's going to deliver you. Look at, look, can I give you this? Look at Luke chapter 18. The devil is a liar. Jesus is the Messiah. Oh, yeah, my friends. Oh, he has resisted God's people, but now judgment is coming on that Babylonian system. That whore of Babylon is about to be judged, is about to be exposed. The enemy didn't want this message to be taught because he didn't want you to have faith for the judgment of God. But I'm here to tell you, the hand of the Lord is at work. God's gonna fix everything that the devil broke. Folks, we're about to see such miracles in the church. In one service, you're gonna see debts canceled. You're gonna see weight lost. You're gonna see people who got burned in a fire, their scars are gonna be healed. All stents and implants be removed. All diseases are going to be healed, including HIV, including cancer, including asthma, including diabetes, including the palsy, crippledness. All hair loss will be restored. Everything that the enemy ripped you off for is coming back home. Jesus preached it. He said, God will avenge us speedily. Last verse. Go over to Psalms chapter 66, please. All you got to do is believe now. Verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves to thee. It is certain demons that they won't stop unless the power of God shows up. Well, this is the day of the vengeance of the Lord. And Psalm 110 verse 3 says that the people will be willing in the day of thy power. I'm here to tell you right now, this is your time. This is your day. Your time of struggling is over. Today is the dawning of a new day in your life. It's a dawning of a new season. Your time of frustration and failures are over. Now you're going to walk in a season of success, of prosperity, of blessing, that everything God prepared for you before the foundation of the world is being released to you right now.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called manifesting the sons of God. Now, in particular, we're talking about the vengeance of the Lord and recompense of the Lord. So from now on, you don't have to get even with your enemies. I mean, you don't even have to waste any thought time on it. Why? Because Zechariah chapter 2, he said, you are the apple of his eye and nobody can touch you. God's going to fight your battles for you from now on. Now, what am I saying? So whatever's been standing between you and your destiny, God's going to deal with it. It's going to be stopped today. You'll never struggle again in your life. This is your day. This is your time. And God is working on your behalf. Isn't this wonderful? This is the set time of the favor of God in your life. Glory to God. Well, the address and phone number on your screen, I want you to order it right away. This is a teaching, again, that is designed to strengthen you so that you can receive the possessions, the things, the inheritance, all that Jesus died for. You have to receive that. And this gives you faith to draw it on in, to pull it on in. Why? Because it's your inheritance and God wants you to have it. It's so many things that the enemy has been resisting God's people on and they have not even known it. But from now on, whatever God has planned for your life, it will come to pass. Whatever's standing between you and your destiny, God's going to deal with it himself. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We're going to see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.